91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 25 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have begun their full day in Prince Edward Island at the site of the Charlottetown Conference that laid the foundation for the birth of Canada. The couple were at Province House, PEI's legislator, and the site of the historic meeting some 146 years ago that paved the way for Confederation. Canadian Press reporter Allison Auld says the weather was a little dicey, but nobody seemed to care.
It has been threatening rain all day. It did start spitting rain a little bit, but it didn't seem to dampen the spirits of the crowd outside at all. There were regular chantings of their names. People were calling out, "I love you, Kate."
Later, a little girl presented Kate with a vintage copy of Anne of Green Gables, and the Duchess said she'd read it as soon as she got home. There will be a visitation today for the Toronto area policeman who was killed in the line of duty. Bill Draper has more.
With the visitation set for today, the funeral of York Regional Constable Garrett Stiles will be tomorrow. 6,000 officers from across North America are expected to attend. Stiles leaves his wife, Melissa, and two young children. A 15-year-old boy accused of driving the vehicle that killed Stiles during a traffic stop is due in court Thursday on a first-degree murder charge. The maximum sentence he could face is life with no possibility of parole for 10 years. Bill Draper, the Canadian Press, Toronto.
Residents of Surrey, Manitoba are nervously watching the Surrey River, which is expected to crest in the town tomorrow. Hundreds of soldiers and dozens of townspeople have been piling sandbags in an effort to strengthen dikes. Yesterday, the town sacrificed a 107-year-old swinging footbridge to prevent flooding in the eastern part of the town, 220 kilometers west of Winnipeg. And after repeatedly causing chaos, the presiding judge gets tough with accused war criminal Ratko Mladic. Tom Rivers has more.
From the trivial,
could Mr. Mladic be assisted in taking off his cap?
To the serious, the lead judge had enough of Mladic's disruption.
The court orders that you be removed from the courtroom. Could security please escort Mr. Mladic out of the courtroom?
The judge then entered non-guilty pleas on behalf of the former Bosnian Serb military chief. He's accused of masterminding the worst atrocities on European soil since World War II. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A study out today suggests if kids walk or ride their bikes to school, it would help them meet Canadian guidelines for physical activity. Researchers found children from poor backgrounds with a single parent or with an older sibling were more likely to get out to school under their own steam. Researchers say a better understanding of the issues could lead to changes that help kids become more physically active. For the first time since April, the dollar has climbed to above 104 cents U.S. The loonie is up almost half a cent this morning and is trading at 104.15 cents U.S. Our currency has jumped more than 2.8 cents since the start of last week. Traders say it's partly because of the American dollar is weakening, making the loonie appear stronger. And members of the International Olympic Committee have arrived in Durban, South Africa, where they'll vote Wednesday on who will be awarded the 2018 Winter Games. South Korea appears to be the favorite, followed by Germany. The next Winter Olympics are in 2014, and they will be held by Russia. Toronto's annual Pride Parade drew more than a million people to the city's downtown yesterday, many of them decked out in colorful outfits and waving rainbow flags. But the city's mayor, Rob Ford, wasn't one of them. Esther Freeman, who came to watch the parade with her friends, said she was disappointed Ford was a no-show.
I think it's stupid for him not to be here. Like, he's supposed to represent who Toronto is, and Toronto is everybody what they want to be. Like, who they are, and he should really support all of us, no matter who, what gender we decide to have sex with.
Ford is the first mayor in 16 years to miss the parade, the marquee event in the city's gay rights festival. This year, for the first time, the famous July 4th hot dog eating contest on New York's Coney Island will have separate contests for men and women, and they'll split the $20,000 in prize money. Last year, Joey Jaws Chestnut of San Jose, California, wolfed down 54 hot dogs and buns during the 10-minute contest. He'll be back today along the 2009's top female eater, Sonia Thompson, who put away 41 hot dogs and buns that year. That's 91X News at 12:05. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Danny Heatley is headed to his fourth NHL team. The San Jose Sharks traded the all-star forward to the Minnesota Wild for Martin Havlat. Heatley had 26 goals and 38 assists last season, while Havlat had 22 goals and 40 assists. Heatley has also played for the Ottawa Senators and the Atlanta Thrashers. The Toronto Maple Leafs acquired forward Matthew Lombardi and defenseman Cody Franzen from the Nashville Predators for defenseman Brett Lebda and forward Robert Stanley. The deal also includes a conditional fourth-round pick that Nashville gets if Lombardi plays more than 60 games over the next two seasons. If he doesn't, Toronto takes the Predators' pick in 2013. Lombardi missed all but two games of the last season due to a concussion suffered in October. Novak Djokovic is on top of the world today. The Wimbledon champion officially took over the number one spot in the ATP tennis rankings for the first time. Rafael Nadal, the man he beat yesterday, fell to number two. It's the first time in nearly 7.5 years that anyone other than Nadal or Roger Federer has been number one. And Jose Bautista had a banner day yesterday. The Toronto Blue Jays slugger led fan voting for this year's All-Star Game with 7.4 million ballots, a new record. He followed that up with his Major League leading 27th home run as the Jays dropped the Philadelphia Phillies 7-4 in interleague play. Bautista talked about leading the votes for the All-Star Game.
For a lot of hard work, dedication, and hope, and also the opportunity that I received here with this team to kind of revive my career. And making the changes that I did to my approach and my swing has allowed me to get to this part.
Travis Schneider could be back in the Blue Jays lineup today as Toronto opens a three-game series in Boston. Schneider has spent the last 2 months in the minor leagues in Las Vegas working on his batting mechanics. He could see action in the outfield at Fenway Park in the afternoon opener. And it's an off day at the Women's World Cup. Canada is preparing for its finale tomorrow against Nigeria, a meaningless game after which both teams will go home. Germany will face France to see who wins Group A. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, sunny, a high of 26, except 22 near Lake Ontario. UV index 9 are very high. Tonight, clear with a low of 16. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high 27, except 23 near Lake Ontario. And Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers, reaching a high of 27. At 12:07, it's 25 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.